Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Wow, end of the rope. You know, people say, yeah. I've got the end of my rope.
Yeah.
And so what do I do at that point? Do I let go? Do I trust Jesus? How do I do that? How would you? So if you're in a situation, now you're a pastor, you're talking to this person, and he's asking you, has this happened to others? And
right.
Like, yes. So how do you minister to the person? Because people who are listening are going to be believers, followers of Jesus, small group leaders, pastors. How do they minister to the person? Do you say, hey, this is really going to be great? Well, I mean, that seems like not what you'd say. So what do you say about the end of me?
I mean, I thought his question, is this unusual, is an interesting question that teaches us something about pastoring to them, that they want to know that what they're going through is not a first. And so one of the best ways I know to pastor someone in that situation is to not just listen and ask questions and the things that we're, of course, taught, but to connect them with people who have experienced that level of tragedy in their lives and have come out on the other side of it, not without a lot of scars, but being able to testify to the blessing that can come. You know, the Bible, blessed are you, Jesus says in Matthew 5, when you mourn, for you'll be comforted. Well, what's that even mean? You know, blessed are you when you're sad, because you'll be happy. Well, that doesn't make any sense unless you've experienced that yourself, where there is in the tears a blessing that is found. And so by allowing us to go through some of that in community, we're able to walk through it in a healthier way, to say, okay, I'm going through this, and as horrible and as hopeless as it feels right now, here's somebody else who's going through that as well. And so almost immediately we would try to connect them to for that person, for Brian's situation, to a grief group at church that can walk through that with them.
Yeah, what would you say to somebody who may be listening who's at the end of their rope?
You know,
the end of me.
Right.
What would you say to them?
You know, I think that it's hard to be open to the idea that there is a blessing in that, and even just the fact that someone would insinuate it when you're in that moment, it can feel almost insulting, but deep down, that person wants to believe it. You know, they want to believe that this isn't for nothing, that this isn't going to be wasted. One of the things I would say is that you can spend a lot of time trying to figure out a reason for this. I don't know if there's a reason, but God may not have a reason. God has a purpose for it. There's a purpose for it. And if you can step into that, and receive that, it's real. And I wasn't a week after this book came out that I got a phone call from my wife's family, and her 3-year-old nephew, my nephew, but by marriage, and had drowned in a pond, the swimming pool, on the farm in the front. And we went back to Kansas, and as soon as I saw my wife's sister, she just kind of collapsed, and I held her, and she put her head in my chest, and she kept saying, I can't fix this, and I can always fix it. Yeah. I can't fix this, and I can always fix it. And what we have seen since then is that for the first time, she is open to talking about some things spiritually. And I thought, when I got the phone call and I thought, good job, God, really. You know, we've been praying for her forever, and now something like this happens. Yeah. But, instead, what we're seeing and what we're walking with her through and what we're continuing to pray for is that in that space, the walls have been broken down. Wow. She can't live under this illusion that she's in control. She's come to the end of herself, and she's beginning, at least, to meet Jesus there.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.